Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the wake-up call.
Twice every morning at 6:10 and 8:10, we do Gavin's phone scams. What's the backstory on your phone scam today?
Max wanted me to phone scam her boyfriend, Jim, who works at a check cashing place.
Okay.
I've never been to a check cashing place. Katie has.
Sure.
And Katie assures me that they do not cash checks over the phone.
Of course not.
So I try to make that happen.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake up call.
Who am I speaking with?
Jim. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, Jim. I'd like to cash a check.
Okay. Well.
So first thing that you need is what's that?
You can come into any of our locations. Just bring your check,
right.
Your ID, and we will cash this for you.
Right. I get that, but I don't have time to come in right now, so I just like to do it over the phone. So can I give you the routing number? I'll start with that one. It's 78912.
One second. Let me stop you. Hold on one second. Unfortunately, we don't accept.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have the hard copy of the check, and we do have a little questionnaire and paperwork that you fill out when you're in the store, so we have to have you come in with that check.
Right.
We need to see your ID as well.
So I'll eventually bring that in, but I really need the money right now. So I can walk you through every part of the check. Go ahead and ask me anything, and I'll tell you what's on it.
No, I know what a check looks like.
I know. But my grandmother just gave me this check for my birthday. So and I really need it because rent is due real soon. So I'd appreciate it if you just help me out with this. The amount is $350. What's that?
Okay, we would be glad to help you out, but you have
Thank
to
you.
Come in with that check.
It's paid to the order of me. Phone. My name's Raul Labrador. Okay. Under memo it says Nona's boy, but that's me. I'm sure you see lots of fun.
To be honest with you, it
yes.
does not matter what the check says.
Right.
You don't need to read it to me because I can't help you over the phone. Even if I could or said I could, how would I cash that check over the phone? There's no way.
I don't know. I don't work at a check cashing place. You do. I mean, is there somebody else there that can? It's a Garfield check. There's pictures of Garfield on it. She still thinks that's cool. I don't even know where you would get that anymore. But she signed it. You're going to have to trust me on that one. She did sign it.
Okay, I do. I trust you. You have to understand me. I'm the manager here. I've seen everything come through here. We have never and will never cash a check over the phone. Not only is it against our policy, it's impossible.
Why is it impossible?
Where would I? It doesn't even make sense. Am I going to send you money through the phone? It's not. I don't understand what you're getting at. Do you have a bank account?
You can Venmo the money to me. That would work.
Do you have a bank account?
Do I have a bank account? Of course I have a bank account.
Okay. Maybe you want to go to
your Next question.
Bank.
Is this all part of the vetting process over the phone?
Another question. Would your bank cash a check over the phone?
I don't know. I don't work at the bank. I work at Chuck E. Cheese. I can answer questions about Chuck E. Cheese. Is the pizza delicious? Absolutely. Are the prizes worth it? Not usually. Can I get you a book of tickets? You bet your ass I can. What?
Right. The point is I'm very sorry. We do not cash checks over the phone. I think I'm going to have to end this call pretty soon.
Hold on. Before we start talking crazy, what can you do for me?
I can tell you where our locations are around the city, and you can choose the one you want to come into.
Okay, I see what's going on here. Let me sign it on the back. What's that called? Endorse. Let me endorse it on the back. Raul Labrador. There. Now can you cash it?
Still no. The answer is no.
Well, this is ridiculous. This is almost as ridiculous as a phone scam on the wake-up call on 106.5 The End, which is what you're on right now. My name's actually Gavin.
Jesus, man.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.